sister by looking at her brother. You can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Oh, can't you see? Oh, you misjudged me. Well, I look like a farmer, but I'm a lover. Can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Come on. You can't judge right from looking at the wrong. You can't judge one by looking at the other. You can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Oh, can't you see? Oh, you can't judge me. Ain't like a farmer, but I'm a lover. Can't judge a book by looking at the cover.
About his business. He plays like ringing a bell. If you're looking for what he's got, you know he's got the blues to sell. Well, he's a juke joint guru down on the avenue. Yeah, people come from miles around, hear him sing the blues. Well, he's got the cure, he got the mojo fix, he got a black cat bone in his bag of tricks. Why, he's a juke joint guru down on the avenue. He be sliding on the guitar, he's singing the blues.
Thank you. Closing out that set from his new EP, Midnight Microphone, we had Calgary's John Rutherford with Juke Joint Guru. And I got that set started off with the legendary Bo Diddley and You Can't Judge a Book by Its Cover from 1962. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set, pioneering harmonica legend John Lee Williamson, better known to the world as Sonny Boy Williamson I, was killed 75 years ago, Friday, June 2nd, 1948, in Chicago at just 34. After traveling through the South with Yank Ray Shell and Sleepy John Estes, Williamson began his recording career in St. Louis, then moved on to Chicago, making hundreds of recordings as a sideman in the 30s and 40s, and was one of the first post-war bluesmen in Chicago to front a small, and at the time revolutionary, harmonica-led combo. During his brief career, Sonny Boy recorded classics like Good Morning Schoolgirl, Sugar Mama Blues, Sloppy Drunk, and Deep Down in the Ground, which quickly became blues and harmonica standards. Williamson's style influenced fellow harmonica greats Billy Boy Arnold, Sonny Terry, Little Walter, and of course Alex Miller, who also took the stage name Sonny Boy Williamson while the original Sonny Boy was still alive. Sonny Boy Williamson I was an inaugural member of the 1980 Blues Hall of Fame. From 1938, this is Sonny Boy Williamson I with You've Been Foolin' Round Town.
Don't tell your kid, man, and nobody else. You've been fooling around. You've been fooling around. You've been fooling around, baby, all over town. Told her, come on, go out and come go and get a quart of wine. You told me, yeah, you think that was just fine. But you've been fooling around. You've been fooling around. You've been fooling around, baby, all over town. Well, I'm gonna tell you one thing, baby, that I can't do. I can't love and be your dog too, cause you've been fooling around. You've been fooling around. You've been fooling around, baby, all over town. Mind you like a child. Can I be your man? Why, but you've been fooling around. You've been fooling around. I've been fooling around, baby, all over town. While I got something to tell you, I ain't gonna tell you no more. By fooling around, Mr. So-and-so, you just fooling around. You just fooling around. You just fooling around, baby, all over town. Now tell me, baby, what you want me to do. Think I can love and be your dog too, and you just fooling. You just fooling around. You just fooling around, baby, all over town. Well, I tell you, well, baby, I ain't gonna have no more to say. That's Mr. So-and-so, you can have your way. Just keep on fooling around. Just keep on fooling around. Just keep on fooling around, baby, all over town.
There is a broadcast beyond that which is known to commercial radio. It is the middle ground between the present and the past, the summit of surf punk, rockabilly, and garage, and it lies between the airwaves of forgotten artists and the twilight of the unknown bands. This is a program we call the Downlighter's Crypt, every Tuesday from 6 to 8 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Am I gonna change the world like we planned? Am I gonna stay down or will I stand? Am I gonna throw in my dirty hand? Yeah. command.
Closing out that set from her brand new release, Dirt Woman Blues, with Ireland's Grainier Duffy with Yes I Am. And I got that set started off with the late, great Sonny Boy Williamson 1, and You've Been Fooling Round Town from 1938. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set, the trailblazing Memphis Minnie was born Lizzie Douglas 126 years ago today, Saturday, June 3rd, 1897 in Algiers, Louisiana. By 13, she was playing Memphis's Beale Street as Kid Douglas and toured through the South with the Ringling Brothers Circus from 1916 to 1920. In 1929, Minnie and her second husband, Joel McCoy, made their first recordings for Columbia Records. Her move to Chicago in the 1930s put the blues world on notice. A singer-songwriter who also played wicked guitar, she famously bested Big Bill Brunsey and Tampa Red in guitar battles and earned the moniker the Queen of Chicago Blues. Over the next 20 years, Memphis Minnie would record more than 200 songs, helping to shape and define the very sound of the blues. She left Chicago in 1957 after suffering a heart attack and retired to Memphis, where she remained until her death. Memphis Minnie's songs have been covered by Taj Mahal, Jefferson Airplane, Sue Foley, Led Zeppelin, James Cotton, and others. Only one of two women inducted in the inaugural Blues Hall of Fame of 1980, she also has one single inducted. Memphis Minnie paved the way for generations of female blues artists, influencing the likes of Bonnie Raitt, Susan Tedeschi, Joanne Shaw Taylor, and countless others. From 1940, this is the legendary Memphis Minnie with Lonesome Shack. Cool and day.
Told me when I was only 6 weeks old. Well, my mother told me when I was nearly 6 weeks old. Son, you get to be 6 weeks old, I'm gonna set you close outdoors. Well, I looked at my mama and I said, and I began to smile. Looked at my mama and I began to smile. Well, if good times kill me, oh mama, let the poor boy die. Sometimes I weep, then again I moan like a mourning dove. Oh, sometimes I weep, then again I moan like a mourning dove. Well, you know life ain't worth living when you ain't with the one you love. Here we go. I'm gonna leave here walking. I'm gonna paint creep on my door. Leave here walking. I'm gonna paint creep on my door. Well, I won't be dead, but you know I won't be coming around here no more. Well, when I die, I want you to bury my body low. When I die, want you to bury my body low. So my old evil spirit won't come hanging around your door.
That's just approaching magic that I'm telling you right now.
Closing out that set from 2009's Living the Blues, we had Nashville's Sean Murphy with her cover of Bob Dylan's It Takes a Lot to Laugh, It Takes a Train to Cry. Calgary's Deborah Power sent that request in to me via Instagram late last year as part of my somewhat annual request show. Before that, from his brand new release, Getting Together, we had Montreal's Michael Jerome Brown featuring the legendary Harrison Kennedy on harmonica with their cover of Petey Wheatstraw's 6 Weeks Old Blues. And I got that set started off with the one and only Memphis Minnie and Lonesome Shack from 1940. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Taking us across the top of our first hour, more of the requests that came in back in November and December last year. Requested on Instagram by Ontario's Coots Paradise, who said simply, Miss Emily, any track? From her 2017 release, In Between, featuring the Tragically Hip's Gord Sinclair and Rob Baker, this is the 2-time Maple Blues Award winner for Female Vocalist of the Year, Kingston's Miss Emily with Land of Greed.
I'm not afraid to know. It's just a role. I'm not suppressing my name. This is a land of greed. I've heard the masses say, we'll find a better way. But don't believe what you read.
is the lake.